We did sif base, but I left. I wanted to touch on one or two points in the Bir Halacha which we didn't touch on. So let's just bring everybody up to quick review where what we the issue which the Shulchan Aruch was dealing with was the halachas of talking, learning during laning. So the first opinion said that you cannot talk even megavra legavra, even though you finished the parsha yourself, etc. Then he brought a second opinion which says you're allowed to learn quietly.
Talking about on Shabbos.
Talking about any time you're learning, parsha Shabbos morning. So the Bir Halacha.
Yes.
The Bir Halacha of Yeshu Terem and Leikris Balachash. So he brings, the Bir Halacha brings, Shita Zatoysis Varosh. That they allow a person to learn quietly during laning. So he says, so Dibra Maskal B'yesh Matirim. The Shita seems very difficult to understand. What does it help that you should learn quietly? Which therefore you've accomplished. You're not bothered, you're not disturbing anybody else. But you have to hear Kriya Satara. If you're learning, you're not listening to the kare. Okay. So I feel me isha surah the tzai even the 10 people listening, my mahani the gabi today, ish weish mutalakhiyam the konazazar. So now this question the Bir Halacha asks, he's making an assumption that each person there's an individual chiyam of each person to hear Kriya Satara. That's part of the Kanas Ezra. You have to hear Kriya Satara. He actually discussed this earlier, and he was not sure if that's true or that there's a chiyuv on the tzibur. When you have 10 people, there's a chiyuv that the tzibur should have Kriya Satara, but there's no individual chiyuv. But here he seems to be assuming some of his theory in the Mishnah Berurah, Bir Halacha actually, that just a double pashut that each person has his own chiyuv. So what does it help that you're doing it quietly and the 10 other people besides you? What about you? You have to hear. So the Shibali Alekan asked this question, and therefore says this, he disagrees with the Shita. Okay, so that's very nice. So he as a Rishon has an option of doing that, but we we want to understand what is Pshat in this Shita. So Mr. Burr says Dula de Mistafino Havamina the Shita Zumari Mishkar Yotza Baatsma Yede Kriya Satara. If I was not scared, literally, I would say that this sheet is only talking about a case where you already heard Kriya Satara earlier. And we're saying that even though you heard Kriya Satara, you have no chiyuv at all to listen to Kriya Satara again, even so, you cannot learn in a way which you're going to disturb somebody else. And that's all the sheet is saying. Nothing more than that. So that would limit this opinion very much. That's he builds that a point up, and he says at the end, but you see from the Shulchan Aruch that the Shulchan Aruch did not understand this opinion like this. Shulchan Aruch understood this opinion even though you have not been yotzei Kriya Satara, and the simple understanding is that this opinion holds that the chiyuv is not a broad based chiyuv, but it's an individual. It's not an individual chiyuv. It's a broad based chiyuv, but the tzibur, when you have 10 people, there's a chiyuv of Kriya Satara that the tzibur has to have. So there's 10 people listening besides you, and the tzibur is having Kriya Satara. This opinion holds that you individually are allowed to do something else. Right? So that's Shita. Okay, the next Bir Halacha is a long Bir Halacha. That he brings over here that there's an opinion which says that even though there's not 10 people besides you, if you're going to be Ma'ar V'Sedra, which is therefore the same topic of what the Balkari is doing, even though you're not in the exact same spot, since the topic is the same, that's permitted. This is the opinion of the Trumas Hadashin. And the next Bir Halacha writes by Rikus to prove that the Trumas Hadashin took his halacha from an Arzurua. You look back in the Arzurua, it's not. There's no source for this halacha. So this opinion is therefore not accepted. Okay. Now, according to the Mishnah Berurah, he's assuming that each person has his own individual chiyuv. So, come an interesting question. So, what do you do? that if your mind wanders during laning, so you're not yotze, do you have to go somewhere else to hear Kriya Satara? You didn't hear Kriya Satara. So by Megillah, that's the halacha. A person has to be focused. A person, like we saw in Hillel's Megillah, a person's mind wandered during Megillah to the point that he was not following the Kriya. He's not yotze the Kriya, and he would have to go hear the Kriya again from that point and onwards. You don't find so there is an opinion of the Gra that you're not yotze, and you would have to go here somewhere else. But generally, we don't pass them like that. One last point over here: the Maaseh Dirshu raises the question about listening to Kriya Satara when you're davening. The person's behind, let's say, and he's holding a Shemoneh Esrei. Are you mechuyev to listen? Are you allowed to listen? Maybe it's a half in the middle of the tefillah. What's supposed to happen over there? So he brings over here from the name of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that you would be yotze, but you shouldn't do that. The chachil, it's better. You shouldn't be in that situation. So he brings over here, but in Milshman Esrei, he brings from Rav Elzner, hold the tassa to do that. Now, I once heard from
tassa to do what?
The Milshman Esrei
to the Kriya Satara.
Correct. It would be considered you're being mafsi in Milshman Esrei, doing something else.
What did you once
say? I once heard from Rav, his name is David Siegel Shlita, that he told me he heard directly from Moshe said you should stop and listen. You would actually stop and listen, that's right, and you would listen. Not like what they're bringing from Rav Elzner. It's not written anywhere, but he told me he heard, he's a Naman. If he told me that Moshe said it to him, he heard it from Moshe said it. Okay. He's a Rosh Karlo in Eretz Yisrael. I heard it from him 30 years ago. He's still in America, he reported me in Aliyah. Which is quite a time back. Okay, one last beer halacha over here. It's a shorter beer halacha. So afterwards, the Shulchan Aruch came out, the proper thing to do is not to rely on these opinions that you allowed on something else. You should be listening to the laning. Even Ben Gabri L'Gabri, you shouldn't be speaking, etc. So he goes on to Musar Shmuz. People talk during laning. In ben gavra legavra, shasefer chosum, shumi sosum, osu lasaprim chaveru. The Shulchan brings the first opinion, which he's saying that's a proper thing to do. Even ben gavra legavra, a person should not speak. Even in learning, you shouldn't speak then. So, Kama Yidol Isser Beis Shasefer Pesuach Shabizoyinu Shemesa Oznoi Mishmei Devar Hashem. I mean, the point of the halacha here was that to do something else when Kriya Satara is taking place, even to learn, possibly is called an insult to the Torah, and it's included in the pasuk of Oizvei Hashem Yichlo, those who leave Hashem, who go away from Hashem's Torah, Yichlo will be destroyed. So, if that's shot in the pasuk, that the Chazal are applying it to a person who's talking during laning, in other words of Torah possibly, Kabbal Karma, a person schmoozing during laning, you're touching Shafili Mishiyotzev Emser Kriya Nemer Allah Bezir Shemichlu Kriya Gemara Kol Shemizeh Shoyim Beisek Neses and Roi Tzali Lit Lahat Nezot Tzal Torah. If you have to leave, you get the Klala. So Kabbal Karma, you're standing there ignoring the Sefer Torah. It's worse.
What happens if you're not saying anything, you're just learning? You're not saying any words.
So learning, so that's different opinions, whether you have a key of the dafka to listen or not.
What are you listening to? I mean, ultimately, you're listening to somebody else's Mishir Berach. I mean, why is that more important than learning? If you're not saying anything.
No, but the point...
I mean, what are you doing there? I mean, it's not like the point guy has the Kanahara, a big family with 25 people, and you're listening to all the names. I mean, what's the big deal about that?
So his point is, because there's a concern, if you start... The nature is, when you start talking about Gavra the Gavra, many times it ends
up... I'm saying if he's not talking, it's just... He opened the Sefer in the middle. He has time. In some shuls, that could be a 3-4 minute interval. So, some people could just stand there and listen to this.
Turn it off. Turn it off.
but he's not. He's not doing anything.
So the
really,
first opinion says that there was a gzeira. We don't want you to get involved in anything else because you're going to get involved in that. You're not going to be listening to the kriya. That's the first opinion, which the Shulchan Aruch says is the preferred opinion in the law.
Okay.
So he does say, however, that we pass it that between Marv and Sedra, that you're allowed to do because since it's the same topic, we're not afraid you're going to get off into something else and not go back to the kriya. But anything else other than that, really, a person preferably should not be doing.
What happens if he's looking into the Rashi's on the Chumash? Some people hold that Mavid is Sedra.
That'd be the same thing.
Is with the Rashi.
Yeah, that'd be the same thing. That would be okay. That'd be okay. Parshas, even if you look at other Mepharshim, as long as he's focusing on the Parsha.
On the Parsha. Okay. Yeah, it's easy because you have the Chumash in front of you, right. You have a Chumash with stuff in it.
So. Okay. Sif Gimel. Also, the Saber Kishamafter Kare Benovi. So the same way there's an usur of isur to speak when the Valkyrie is reading from the Torah, there's an isur to speak while the Mafter is saying the Haftarah.
When this was written, did they have Mishra Berachs like they do today?
They did have a concept of Mishra Berach, and actually what we spoke about last week, you know, why are you allowed to say the Mishra Berach?
Right.
You know, what exactly is the heter for that? So that's considered tzarech mitzvah, and therefore the remater. Tzarech mitzvah being the.
I was making money for the show.
Right. Economy. It's a question with the person grapple with. Like, what exactly is the heter to even make a Mishra Berach? Like, why are we making a Mishra Berach then? And no one tells the mushal. The question is. For the Chaylim, they would wait till after. They wouldn't. Some people do it by Shishi.
In the Chaylim, you said?
For Chaylim.
Oh, for Chaylim, I didn't.
Right. So, like, some people do it by Shishi. Like, the minute Mishra for Chaylim is by Shishi. They would wait to land after the Kriya. During the Kriya, you know, Mishra Berach for Arla. So now is the time. But the Mishra Berach for the Chaylim should be at the end, after you finish the Kriya. So a person should not be talking during the Maftir. Mishra Berach Tezayin. You also have to listen to the bracha. Dalit. Okay. What about standing? So we just spoke about leaving. We spoke about talking. Is there a lack of standing? Sif Dalit. So it's a mechalik in the Shulchan Aruch over here, and the Ramah. So the Shulchan Aruch says Ein Tzarich Lamed Meumed Be'Eish Shekar Nebatar. You do not need to stand while they're reading the Torah.
What do we speak about leaving
and talking? Yeah. The Ramah says, some are Maram, whether that you have to stand. And that was the opinion of the, that was what the Maram did. The Maram of Rittenberg. Mishabur Yud Zayin, Ein Tzarech Lamed. Even the people which are up on the, they have the raised platform, which is right there where the Bima was, they do not need to stand. You only have to stand for the Sefer Torah when it's out of its place. It's moving. When it's in its place, you do not need. Therefore, when it's on the bima, you're allowed to sit. But the kare and the oila, they do need to stand. They can't be leading also. They have to have full standing. Or it's not lying on the bima; it's sitting in somebody's person. Some person's holding it in their lap. He's seated in his place. You do not need to stand for the Sefer Torah. Even though you're within Dalai Lama's, etc., you do not need to stand. Famous question which came up where Moshe has a tshuva about where they have these shuls came up with this new idea. Instead of a person sitting there holding the Sefer Torah, they would make like a place where they put two holes in the bottom. They put the Sefer Torah like standing up over there in the corner. Moshe, you have to stand in that situation. That's not called being seated. The Torah is not being kaima either on the bimo, because that's where it belongs to read, or a person's holding it, and they put it off. They made up this new place. We're going to put the Sefer Torah. That does not. The fact that they decided that's called its place doesn't make it its place. Remarshel, you would not be allowed to be seated the whole time. The Sefer Torah would be in that place. Now, when they're moving the Sefer Torah, when they're carrying it, you do need to stand. Either till it's longer, you can no longer see it. It's left your vision, or it's reached its place. Fine. I feel a smicha alayz adavar aser, and when the lack of standing, it's a full status of standing. Therefore, leaning is not accepted either. The smicha ki yeshiva, leaning has this equivalent status of sitting. The person can't be leaning. When the Sefer Torah is moving, a person has to be fully standing. Okay. So Shulchan Aruch says you do not need to stand when they're reading the Torah. They should be karam b'Torah. However, u'b'shas amir is baruchu, b'ni is baruch Hashem ha'man v'roch l'olam v'ed, l'kuliyam v'tshichem l'amid, t'hu d'ar v'shep k'dusha. But for the Boruchu and the Boruch Hashem Baruch Olam Moed, that is the Dabrashah B'Kedusha, and all the Dabrashah B'Kedusha, we stand for Kaddish, we stand for Kedusha, we stand for Boruchu. So you have to stand for that as well. Okay.
Is there a difference if a shul has a Sefer Torah in it or it doesn't?
For what as well? The Boruchus of Olim?
What do you mean in regards to what? Like, regards to
I
what?
Mean, is there more chashivas in your davening if you have a room with a sefer Torah in it versus no sefer Torah in it? I know duchening is obviously different, but I'm saying besides that, is there an inyan that if there's an option that there should be a sefer Torah in the room that you're davening in if you have a choice in a shul?
Well, we'll see later on when we get to. There is. If you have a shul, which Betzim is designated as with a full-fledged status of a shul,
right?
Just whatever reason they weren't able to get a sefer Torah yet, that wouldn't affect its kedusha.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of times you have like these shuls where they have different minyanim and they have a minyan in the hallway. So the issue is not so much that there's not a sefer Torah there. This is more that's not really a malkum of the basic nesses itself.
Right.
That's more like the. Okay.
And it's just all they have it that. I mean, in the Groshul and Sharafesa, they have it like that. Where basically, there is a they call it a prosdar.
Right.
So you have a shul on each side because
right.
it's a factory. It's a lot of minyanim. So you basically you come in and there's the hallway and they always daven in there. And usually, what happens is on the shafras, ultimately. One of the minyanim on the sides finishes
and
they
move.
Start
right.
transferring. So
right.
that's not an issue.
That's not an issue, right? Okay. Baruch Hu and the Baruch Hashem and Baruch Hu.
The Oli.
The people in the shul have to stand.
The ones of the Oli and the Torah, like.
Of the Torah, correct.
Shem Kedushos and other Baruch.
Correct. Now, go back to this. So the halacha that if the sefer Torah has been mekaymei, you do not need to stand. So if you look at the Sharasiyim, so he says like this: sefkatan in the Sharasiyim and sefkatan yudches. Now, the following halacha, that when the oren is open, you do not need to stand. Because the sefer Torah is in its place. It's not a chiyuv. It's a kavod to stand when the oren is opened up. So, like you know, in Yom Ha'Neroyim, when they open the oren many times during davening, meeker then you don't have to stand because the sefer Torah is in its place. But there's a minute which we have to give kavod to the Torah that when the oren is open, so if a person is not feeling well, for example, you know, to say halacha they should continue being seated during that time. Yom Kippur many times by Neil, etc., something like that. Yeah, the person is weak. So it's 100% fine because it's not a chiyuv. Whereas if the sefer Torah would be moving, that's a different. That's a chiyuv of gomer. It's all lachuk. It's also to be seated at that point in time. Okay. Then he adds in the second point. So let's say they had the bima, was a raised bima. So really, the Sefer Torah is being raised in a different place. It's like a different city. It's like a different house. So do I have a chiyuv to stand up when the Sefer Torah is moving in a different house? The answer is no. I'm not with the Sefer Torah together. So l'chor, if I'm not on the bima, I'm lower down. I could argue that I don't have to stand. So the rabbi says no, that's not true. Since over here, the purpose of the Hagba was to show the Sefer Torah to everybody. That's why we do Hagba open, etc. So I'm holding up to show you the words of the Torah. So you have a chiyuv to stand up in that honor of you shouldn't be seen staring at the Torah. The Torah. So he said, you have a chiyuv to stand up. Okay. Mr. Burris of Cotton Test. So the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to be seated. Comes from Mother Ramos says, Yeshma Khirim Ba'omdim. Cause of Pirkhana Shah Gra, the Ikr Kasar, we sure know that the Gra holds that the Ikr is like the first opinion, you may be seated. And that's what they did. The Gra says the Gemara in Sukkah, which brings a Pasuk, says V'yamat Om, that the nation stood still. So that they took the Sefer Torah out and V'yamat Om, they were Omid. Doesn't mean they stood, it means they were quiet. But sometimes, Omid means like you stop talking. So he says, so the Gros says that you're not allowed to, Gros holds you're not allowed to learn, even you can't even say the words, you can't be Maver Sedra, you can't even say the words along with the Balkari, you must just listen. That's the understanding of the Gemara. Mishabura comes out that you don't have to be Macher like the Gros because Adarabba saying with helps you focus and hear, listen to the words of what the Balkari is saying. But that's what the Gros held. There's no key of the stand. The Pshat Nemura was not standing, the Pshat Nemura is being quiet. The Gama Maram, the Medina Shori, of the Sirle, the Royal Lahadu Lama. He agrees that it's not a key of Gomer, but it was what the Maram was saying, when it is proper to give COVID to stand. During Kriya Sotaro. Nesha, Sir Khodam Lahalis, Bedaito, Shishamea, Kriya Mipia, Kare, Kilo, Kilo, Shome, Arsinai, Ubaharsinai, you call Yisalom, because even Armin Ben Hashem, Ben Echem. Okay, so like we saw before, that we look at Kriyas HaTorah, this is like almost a new giving of the Torah each time. You're hearing the words again, like you heard it by Har Sinai, which they stood at that point in time, and that's where the Maram would stand.
Har Sinai was just a Seres HaDibros, it wasn't the whole Torah. So that makes sense when you stand by a Seres HaDibros, but the rest of the Torah didn't come that way.
Well, that's not so simple because Rashi learns that the Seres HaDibros really included all of the words of the Torah. So all of the words of the Torah were given in the form of Amida. That's how Rashi always stands over there. Moshe says, "I got the whole Torah." That's how he means. Mishu ish chalosh.
Moshe Rabbeinu gave the whole Torah of
by the Luchos Rishonos had the whole Torah with them. Because the Seres HaDibros really are Carlo everything in the Torah.
The remes, but not the actual words.
Actually, the Medrash says that the actual words were on the Luchas, B'shas and Seres HaDibros, but they were in the words.
Oh, okay.
But the Beis HaLevi says that. The Beis HaLevi says that that Chazal say Osius Parchus, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the letters flying off of the Luchas, it's referring to the rest of the Torah.
Oh.
And since there is an argument, strong argument that Mikir then it's mutter, except for a person who's by standing will affect his ability to focus on the laning, it's more important to focus on the laning and sit than to stand. Timo the Rambam says that the minig is to stand. A person who's with doing so would in some way detract from his focusing on the laning, he should sit. But the Gavla Gavra, everybody agrees that it's mutter to sit.
When did the letters fly off of the Torah?
By the Chet Egel when it came down. So the matter says that he saw the letters flying off of the luchas. Right. So the matter says that the letters are flying off, and therefore the luchas became very heavy. Okay. Okay. They became so heavy because without the words of understanding it, it didn't make any sense anymore. Okay. Let's just do one sefer.
I heard it basically that Hashem was holding the luchos with him, and then when they sinned, Hashem basically let go. And once he let go, it was too heavy for Moshe Rabbeinu to hold it. You ever heard that?
It sounds like a beautiful thought. There's actually a medrash that says not like that.
Oh.
The medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was wanting to come down with the luchos after the Chet Ha'Egel, Moshe said no. So the matter says that Moshe was holding out the luchos on one side, and Moshe was holding the luchos on the other side, and they were having a tug of war. Moshe was pulling towards him, and Moshe was pulling towards him. This is what the matter says. I'm explaining the matter right now, but that's what the matter says. The matter says that
this was before Moshe broke them, you said?
Before he broke them. Uh-huh. They're in her, you know, they're still in Har Sinai. Moshe told them, Sheikh is Amcho, right? Sorry, I'm in a derech, Hashem Tzivisa, Masul HaMeigo Maseicho, right? The Moshe says, and Moshe Benu fought with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, the Christ should still get the luchos. The matter says that there were six tefachim. Moshe Rabbeinu was holding two. Moshe was holding two. There was two in the middle, and Moshe Rabbeinu won and pulled the luchos out. Rested the luchos out of Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands. It comes down from Har Sinai. Then he sees the eagle, and he breaks the luchos. It's a straight medrash. So according to that medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu seemed to be do fine by carrying it by himself without Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, not Rabbi. Now, there's different explanations in the tug of war. What that means? Let's see. This one sip in the next.
Then
first
it makes sense why he said, "Asher shibati, asher kosh shibata," because it's basically that's what he wanted in the first place. That fits in.
Well, obviously, Kadosh Baruch Hu,
that fits in pretty good because Hashem didn't want him to give it to them.
Well,
so, he was happy that he broke it.
If you picture that Moshe Rabbeinu won, you have to figure that somewhere Kadosh Baruch Hu let him win, right? Okay.
Tzadik goes there.
Yeah. Also lech simakumim zayin. So lechus of glila sefer Torah. Also lechus sefer Torah b'orim b'lamit pachas. You cannot touch the sefer Torah directly without using some type of a kerchief or something in between, some type of a piece of cloth in between. This applies not only to Sefer Torah, it applies to anything which is written, Nevi'im or Ksubim, which would be written on the cloth, that would be properly written on the cloth, but have this halacha as well, according to some opinions. However, that opinion has not been accepted. But Sefer Torah feels like Gavlin is also. By Nevi'im or Ksubim, you have the Novi and written on the cloth, Gedin. You should not touch it, preferably, the Ramah says, if you have not washed your hands, you should wash your hands beforehand. So before davening, a person washes their hands, and they're keeping their hands b'shmir shiadayim, because they're davening, so that's sufficient. But a person would have to, let's say for argument's sake, open it up to fix something, so he really, you know, he should not be touching the cloth without washing his hands. Sefer Torah, even washing your hands is not sufficient, you cannot touch the cloth directly. Okay, end of one thought. New thoughts. Gadol shabaisim shakaru b'tara gadol hoy. So who do you give Galila to? Galila does not actually mean, what we call Galila, that actually means the Magbiya is the Mishabur is going to point out that's the Galil, because he's the one who does the main process of showing to everybody and then rolling it up. So he's the girl over here is referring to. So who do you give it to? You give it to amongst the people who planed. You give it to the person who is the greatest amongst them. He gets the schus of the Galila. Mishra Berurah pointed out, nowadays we don't do that. The minute became ready to buy it as a schus, that people would pay money for it, to show the chavibis that we have for this mitzvah. People would pay money for it. To be cut in the mitzvah of Hakma. Okay? In other words, even though it should really go to the Gadol of the Karim, But since it became the meaning to buy it, so that whoever bought it gets it. I go, new thought. If you have, it's made in one side is silk, the other side is flax. You have to make sure that the soft silk side is towards the safer. However, that minig, that hakpada is not accepted. Mishabura will bring that actually. The Mogarum says it should be accepted. Fine. New point. Mainly a little bit mapa hakruya imyeshal keres. You should not use a torn mapa and wrap it up with that. You should use one which is, if you have something else, you should use something which is the cover of the sefer. It should not be something which is torn. The ain lasus mapas the sefer torah means dvarim yishonim shenasu behem dvar achal letzarech hedyot. You can't use leftover cloth has been used for something else, then you'll make it that as a cover for the Sefer Torah. That's improper to do. Ryan, come on, and Simon Kufnum Gimel. We'll talk about the issues of exchanging the map of the Sefer Torah after it's finished. What are you allowed to do with it or not? After you finish the map, what Allah does you have to do with it? Okay, so let's hold it. We'll leave the Mishaburis for tomorrow.